Kim Mitchell, Winnipeg Classic Rock Fest, next Thursday night, August 23rd. Kim, good to talk to you again.
Very nice to speak with you too, Kelly. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I think the smoke is finally clearing from my lungs. We're out in interior BC for a week.
How was that? I mean, was it, were you out there right near where the fires were? Because in Manitoba, we're getting a ton of smoke, but out there, I can't imagine.
Oh, you're getting smoke there. Yeah, it was around Penticton, and it was around Kelowna. It was around really bad around Prince George, where we were. We were in a couple smaller areas, but you know, driving a little bit and then flying into Prince George, it was scary. Like, it looked like it was not almost nighttime, and it wasn't. It was like, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the evening, and the sun was all orange. We got out of the plane. It was just like it was happening, you know, a kilometer away or something,
right.
Which it wasn't. But and then when we were on stage that night, ash was falling from the sky, and God, it gave me a bloody nose. I'm trying to, you know, sing and all kinds of shit. So
no kidding. The last thing you'd expect when you got into this business, eh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it you know, we were talking about it. We're saying, I don't know how people are staying there. You know, like, I mean, in certain areas, they just seem to be going on with their business. You know, and got a haircut, and everybody's like, "Hey, how you doing? What's going on?" Like,
with a nosebleed.
Well, that was sort of, you know, in the morning after the show, I was like, my nose never bleeds, and I guess it's just from the ash going in there and stuff. I mean, my nose is big enough, but
I'm sure they're having similar problems, though. Well, I hope that clears up. We've had special weather statements out here, and they told us it's because of the fires in Alberta and BC. It's getting all the way out here. It's crazy.
Oh, right. Yeah, and boy, you know, Manitoba gets some insane
storms,
you know? Man, I always remember the one in Minnedosa where on stage and people are like looking over the back of the stage. I'm like, is something happening over there? And I look back behind the stage and there's this dark cloud like coming in like a...
Just a monster, eh?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we don't get that here in Ontario. You know, stuff happens quick, but in, you know, Manitoba, man, when a storm rolls in, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Come here it comes.
And you've got to just trust your stage manager at that point to pull you off stage when the time comes, right? Because we've had some tragedies around these things.
Yeah, we did. Oddly enough, our bus was parked right behind the stage, like literally right behind the stage. And our driver was in a motel sleeping. So he missed the whole thing. But we're like, oh, the only place we can go is a bus if the stage falls down. It didn't. But yeah, you're right. There's been some bad things happen.
You've been really busy this summer with shows. You just played Minnedosa a couple of weeks ago here. You're coming up with Winnipeg Classic Rock Fest. And I was looking at your itinerary. Are you busier and playing more shows this summer than typically? Or is that just my perception?
No, it's been busy. A good busy, though. They're nice shows. And, you know, the Classic Rock Fest, we're looking forward to that because I always love playing around August. The band really hits a stride. I know that sounds funny. We're supposed to be great every night. But, you know, you start off in June and you're kind of like, okay, you're working on the set or you're changing a song here. July, things start to come together. And then August, it's like this well-oiled machine that go on and it's just happening. So everybody's really in a good mood. And I think that really matters. Not that we were in a terrible mood before, but you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Everybody's in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, to that note, I always remember many times international touring acts, it's like, we're starting our tour in Canada. It's like, well, why would they start the tour in Canada? It's to work out all the bugs.
Sure.
And then they go off to the States and Europe, and, you know, we're like, okay, well, we think we saw them. We think they were okay.
Yeah, seemed all right.
Yeah, it seemed all right to us.
Is Peter Fredette out with you as always?
Oh, totally. Yeah, we've been together 35 years, Peter and I. And he sings and I yell. That's the deal.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that because I'll always remember your Juno acceptance speech. I'm just, what is it, a white guy yelling or something?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty inappropriate thing to say now. That, yeah. You know, but it was. I think that was Rod Stewart gave me that award. If I'm correct, Rod Stewart presented me an award. And the reason why I say that is, yeah, it was him. The reason why I say that is because I was married at the time, and the next day, all my wife's friends were calling me. Not one of them. I think there's about six people called me, her friends, and not one of them congratulated me. It was all like, hey, so did you meet Rod Stewart? What did he smell like? Did you know? do you think I'd have a chance with him? You know.
Well, I have to ask now. How does Rod Stewart smell?
Well, I'm fine. I mean, you know, stars have a certain thing to them where they always smell kind of cool. I remember meeting Mick Jagger once and going, "Wow, that is like a smell I've never smelled before." It was a good smell. It was like this guy has somebody making some kind of special potion for him. You know? Like, it's not like, oh, geez, I went down to the Bay and bought some aftershave to wear.
Well, he needs help. I mean, the money and the charisma and the fame can only get you so far.
The guy's looking for things to spend the dough on. So, right. You know, why not? Wouldn't you?
Sure, I guess.
Money.
That's right, yeah.
What do you wear, Kelly?
Well, right now, pants. And that's about all. No, I just have my own scent. I don't cologne up.
When you shine it up and put a suit on, you don't like splash on a little something.
No, spray something in the air and walk through it. I don't do it. I just have my own thing, whatever that is. Again, I've never had any complaints. But now that you mention it, I'll be self-conscious.
So that's why you ended up in radio.
Exactly.
In a room by yourself.
Right. It's the only place they'll have me. You've played Winnipeg so many times over the years, including, as I recall, at least one gig at the world-famous Zoo when you're on your first solo tour post-Max Webster. Any Winnipeg-related road stories come to mind when you think of the city?
Well, I love the Forks. I remember walking around there the last time. We were sort of down around Portage and Maine, and I remember we were there a few days, and I just remember walking over there every day and eating some of the nice restaurants and vibing out. Winnipeg specifically is a really good rock town, and we played a couple bars there too. With the Zoo, was that the bar you're talking about?
I believe
I play the Zoo.
Yeah, it was called the Zoo, and if I'm recalling right, it was on your first tour, post Max Webster.
Yeah, that was like a serious rock bar. That was like one of those. You better rock us or you won't be leaving town. I had that vibe. You
know? That is the Zoo in a nutshell, yeah. It's gone now, but that was the Zoo.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like, you know, there's been a couple times, Kelly, that's happened in my life. One other time was playing Leeds in front of Black Sabbath. And I remember specifically standing backstage when they opened the doors and just a barrage of males came flying in. I maybe seen a few leather jackets. I mean, and all of a sudden there's piercings and tattoos. Like, I'd never seen any of that before. Just
right.
The meanest, scariest looking. I'm not saying people in Winnipeg are scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a great rock town. But just sort of those times where you're looking at an audience going, whoa, we got to deliver here. You know? And we did. We did in Winnipeg at the Zoo, I remember. And good time. I've had some really nice moments there.
Lucky for you, you always have delivered.
You know, and I've had some after show hangs, you know, some nice restaurants there.
Sure.
With friends. And our one drummer, Chris Sutherland, who's not with us anymore, he was from Winnipeg. So
Winnipeg Classic Rock Fest established itself last year right out of the gate as a first-class event. 7,000 people, Shaw Park. You're part of another strong bill that includes Tom Cochran and Red Ryder, Hollywood's in Toronto, Greg Lescue. Long-range forecast, Kim, calls for sunny and 27, light winds. So a perfect evening for an outdoor show. No monster thunderstorms, as far as we can tell. So let's hope that holds.
That's such a good change, right?
It's summer on the prairies, but we'll look forward to seeing you tear it up again next week.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Kim Mitchell, always a pleasure catching up with you.
Nice speaking with you too, Kelly. Have a great day.